This is East Coast Breakfast.
Hello, Windy Lady.
Hello, Darren, from isolation.
I know, isolation to isolation. But Anna's going to give me looks because it sounds like I'm actually in my bedroom with Windy Nola.
Well, one of the main conversations which this extraordinary lockdown situation has led to is this. What is an essential service? Having your loved ones near, I suppose, is something very essential. But really, in terms of the government and the Disaster Act's regulations, which tell us what is essential and what isn't, there is some vagueness in there. So production of food and grocery stores are essential services, but production of food, how? So the restaurants were forced to shut down, as we know, totally. No home deliveries, no takeaways, shut down for lockdown, end of. But you can still order a ready-made meal from Woolies or Pick and Pay if you can get a delivery slot, which is pretty impossible. But in theory, you could order a ready-made meal from them, which would be delivered to you, right? Woolworths said to me this week, according to lockdown regulations, any food product is regarded as essential goods. Consequently, we continue to sell all food products in our stores and online. Okay, and that includes the prepared meals, apparently. And then you've got many companies around the country which have built a business model on preparing foods in big packs for a dinner party or little individual packs, little foil things, frozen, which they deliver to you, many people, some of our colleagues included, survive on those. Some have chosen to play it safe and close down during lockdown, but many others are operating as usual. So the people are coming in, cooking the food, packing it up, and they're being delivered, right? Is that an essential service? Restaurant Association tells me that they've spoken to the tourism minister about this, and they say absolutely not, to go to the supermarket and get your own food and cook it yourself. I'm trying desperately to get clarity on this. So I've gone to the Department of Trade and Industry, who put me on to the CIPC, which is the Companies and Intellectual Property Commission, which has created this little biz portal where you go on and you register as an essential service, and now you've got so-called permission to operate. The CIPC commissioner says, no, I'm just a logistical operation. I can't tell you if that's legal or not. You have to go to the DTR, which is not engaging with me. So I do know that one Durban operation, I'm not going to name them, but they got the automatically issued certificate from CIPC. And then yesterday they got another email to say, you are not actually an essential service. Cease and desist your operation. So just a warning out there to those who are relying on getting these frozen meals and those who are producing them, that that might, your status might change. But it's such an interesting dilemma if you think about it, Darren, because some people say, well, it stops us from going to the supermarket. But what about all those people who need to come and on public transport in order to cook and package those meals and deliver them to the homes? Is that safe for them?
Wendy, maybe you can help me with this one. I've been inundated with these messages, and I'm not even Wendy Nola. People are saying to me, are call centers an essential service, and our bosses are making us come to work, and we don't think that we are an essential service, and we're not going to get paid if we don't come to work. What do we do about this scenario?
I'm very glad you asked me that question, because it is a huge one, especially when you consider that so many call centers are based in Durban. So I'm very happy to talk to you about that one.
Okay. Another one of the famous Wendy Nola cliffhangers. More with Wendy Nola and Consumer Watch when we come back.
This is East Coast Breakfast. East Coast Breakfast.
There's something else I want to talk to you about, Wendy Nola. Yeah. And that's about, and this has been one of the biggest queries on my Facebook, has been, what about call centers? We've been asked to go into work, and our bosses are saying that as call centers, we're an essential service, so we have to come in. Please help. Give me advice. What do I say?
Okay, well, they're call centers and call centers. So those call centers which support essential services, so obviously being able to phone and report a crime, for example, obviously need to stay going. But I've also had many an email from employees of call centers which are basically doing marketing things. So they, for example, phoning you about your forthcoming, what do they like to call it, upgrade. I hate that word. Upgrade of your cell phone contract and other things. And nobody, that might be part of telecommunications, which is an essential service, but that is corrupting the meaning of the regulations, obviously, because it's not essential for you to hear that you can upgrade your contract. If your contract expires, it will roll over onto a month-to-month basis. You're not in any danger of having your cell phone contract just die or your cell phone service die on you. So I've taken up a couple of those with one of the cell phone networks which came up a couple of times on Friday already, and I've been nagging them every day for an answer, and they keep saying, yes, we'll get to you, yes, we'll get to you. But I think it's safe to say that that's clearly not justifiable. And you might have heard, Darren, that just yesterday, I think it was, what might have been the day before, there was a kind of a raid on one Durban-based, or Mshanga-based call center. So a lot of these employees were obviously complaining, worried about sitting in a call center environment without the necessary protections even. And KZN's Economic Development Department officials went in there and evacuated. So that's for those people who are pretending, lying about being an essential service to keep the business going and telling their staff that if they don't come in, there's no pay, or if they can't make their own plan to work from home on their own laptop, same thing applies. Just really brush up on and search your conscience on what is an essential service and what isn't. Read the regulations. This is no time to try and find a way of doing something which is not legal and certainly not in the spirit of what all of us are trying to do here, which is flatten the curve.
More with Wendy Nolan, Consumer Watch, when we come back.
This is East Coast Breakfast. East Coast Breakfast.